Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. Are you trying to lose weight? How are you going about it? Are you subscribing to a reputable weight loss plan, maybe under the care of a dietitian, a trainer, maybe a physician? Or are you just listening to your favorite movie star? Well, some people do, and some people have. It is no secret that celebrity diets can be a little strange and a bit unorthodox. And while there are plenty of celebs willing to go a long way for a fit physique, there are always those who take it too far. Given the intense amounts of speculation that these public figures face daily, it is no wonder they'll turn to such extreme dietary measures to keep their weight in check. Here we go. 8 examples of ridiculous and sometimes dangerous celebrity diets that I myself will not be trying anytime soon. Number 1, the raw egg and milk diet. I have been told my eating habits are absolutely bizarre. Marilyn Monroe told Paget magazine this in 1952. Given that Monroe ate raw eggs whipped in warm milk every morning for breakfast, being told as much hardly should have come as a surprise to her. That's right, one of the world's most beloved 20th century pit-up girls started her days off with 2 raw eggs cracked into a pan of hot milk. That mixture was then stirred into a frothy, flavorless mess of proteins that was supposed to sustain her until dinner time. Of course, Monroe's diet wasn't all downsides. She capped off each evening with a hot fudge sundae. Now, in her defense, Marilyn Monroe was not overweight. She was not as skinny as a rail. Being fit in 2014 is much different than what being fit in 1952, 62, 72, and even 82 was all about. Marilyn Monroe was curvaceous. Enough said. She wasn't a pipe cleaner, nor was she supposed to be one. Number 2, the air diet. Yes, you heard me. Do we really need to dignify this one with a description? The diet's concept derives from breatharianism, the belief that human beings can survive on sunlight alone. This, according to the International Business Times. The diet does encourage its adherents to subsist on a salt and water soup concoction for optimal results. Apparently, this strictly limited meal plan was enticing enough to draw in big stars like Madonna. Okay, nothing but sun, salt, and water. So salt is the main thing that you're consuming. Great. You weigh 19 pounds, but your blood pressure is 302 over 265. That doesn't work for me. It works for Madonna. So that's all that matters. Number 3, the fruitarian diet. Ashton Kutcher adopted the fruitarian diet as a means of getting into character for the 2013 Steve Jobs biopic. Steve Jobs swore by a fruitarian diet, which advocates that at least 75% of an individual's daily dietary intake should come from raw fruit. In Kutcher's case, it took only a month before the fruit-based diet sent him into the emergency room with an inflamed pancreas. And then he had to go home and throw out all the peaches, all the bananas, and all the apples that he had stored up. Number 4, the HCG diet. Now, when it comes to dieting, injecting yourself with fertility hormones is about as fun as it is effective. That is to say, it's neither. But that didn't stop celebs like Laura Prepon from giving the HCG diet a try. Now, dieters are injected with the hormone HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin. Which occurs naturally in the human body during pregnancy, while sticking to a 500-calorie daily food intake. This according to WebMD. Unsurprisingly, the diet is not endorsed by the FDA. Well, what a surprise there. And the hormone itself hasn't been shown to have any real impact on weight loss. Again, these are 8 crazy celebrity diets. Number 5, the werewolf diet. In possibly the strangest departure from reality of them all, the werewolf diet encourages its adherents to base their eating habits on the lunar calendar. From what we can tell, the diet does not necessarily require the uncontrollable lupine rage of a werewolf. Rather, Time reports that werewolf dieters have a less than supernatural approach to weight loss. Individuals can try a 24-hour juice fast during a full or a new moon, or they can opt for the extended plan. Dieters on the extended plan follow the juice fast, then adhere to specific eating regimens corresponding to the phases of the moon cycle. Celebrities such as Demi Moore and Madonna, have tried the werewolf diet, this according to the magazine Shape. And look where it got Demi Moore. Madonna, she's still semi-relevant. Number 6, the Victoria's Secret Diet. It's a wonder that supermodel Adriana Lima doesn't fade out there on the runway. Lima adheres to a restricted diet all year to maintain her physique. It's part of the job. But in the 9 days leading up to a Victoria's Secret fashion show, the model restricts herself to solely protein shake concoctions, which incorporate powdered eggs. Lima abstains entirely from solids throughout this period, and 12 hours before showtime, she'll even cut herself off from liquids. That's real smart. Go out under those hot lights with nary a drop of fluid inside you and watch Adriana fall to the ground. Number 7, here's a good one, the drunk diet. Lady Gaga's ex-beau, Luke Carl, swears by what he calls the drunk diet, having gone so far as to publish a book on the subject. Fitbee notes that Gaga herself will guzzle whiskey while she works, but keeps a steady commitment to exercising even in the face of a hangover. Whether this is a serious lifestyle or a publicity stunt, no one knows for sure. Either way, it's probably not a good idea to try it, because then you'll be headed down to the alcoholism diet. Number 8, here's a good one, the baby food diet. A-listers Gwyneth Paltrow, Jennifer Aniston, and Reese Witherspoon have been linked, allegedly, to this so-called crazy It Just Might Work diet plan, in which dieters wolf down pureed peas, carrots, and other baby-friendly fare. Sources like the Daily Beast observe that although these miniature dishes do offer certain health benefits, they won't provide sufficient nutritional value for a full-grown adult. Well, chances are you learned to eat solids a long time ago, so take advantage of those teeth. And especially for these celebrities who spend thousands and thousands of dollars on their fake teeth, they should use them to eat some real food. 8 crazy diets. And that is quite crazy, if you were to ask me. It's almost as if everyone needs to reinvent the diet wheel. I know somebody. He dropped 80 pounds in a year. All he did, 2 things. He limited himself to 1,500 calories a day, and he went to the gym 4 times a week. None of these diets talk about exercise, and they don't talk about willpower. It's just a lot of crazy stuff. All right, Marilyn Monroe with her eggs and her warm milk, that's from a different time. No one is going to do that because that's just an unhealthy thing to do. And there are some very unhealthy things to do in all 8 of these crazy so-called celebrity diets. It's common sense. Don't eat the garbage. And eat properly. He told me the other night, this person who lost 80 pounds in like a year and a half. Yeah, he can have 2 pieces of pizza a day. But you know what? That's his big splurge for the day. 1,500 calories, that is it. Exercise and focus, and you'll lose the weight. But all this craziness, I like the one with nothing but sunshine, water, and salt. What kind of a frame of mind must you be in to actually sit down and think, yeah, you know, that sounds good. The pounds will just be dropping off. Yes, the pounds will be dropping off, as well as your electrolytes and everything else you need to survive. And doesn't it speak to our overly consumed with celebrity culture that anyone in their right mind would think about following one of these crazy diets just because Reese Witherspoon, she's so sweet, she's so nice, she did this, so it's going to work for me. These are not real people. They are images built up by publicists. And yes, they have issues and they need to lose weight, but come on. If you're sitting there at home 50, 60, 75 pounds overweight, you have a much more serious situation on your hands than a 103-pound Reese Witherspoon has, because she has to get down to 101 pounds for her next role. Have you ever tried any of these crazy diets? You don't really hear about them as much. You do have the services such as Weight Watchers and things like that, and they provide a wonderful purpose. And a lot of times, it's just the support that you need. Because if you're on your own and you're trying to lose a lot of weight, it's very difficult. You need to be in with people that are dealing with the same struggle. And that's what makes Weight Watchers so effective in what they do. Yes, they have a plan, but they also offer support. You need friends and family around you to provide that emotional support. I have an idea for a new book for Hillary Clinton. Weight loss. It takes a village. See? It doesn't take just eating salt and water and baby food and everything. Although, I must say, baby food is quite a good snack. There was a time, and I have to admit this, when my son was a boy, well, he's still a boy, but when my son was an infant, and we'd load up on the baby food, vegetable and beef. Beech nut. It is quite good. And yes, I would buy the baby food for him, But then I would also get two or three for me, put them in the back of the cabinet, and then you know what? Late at night, I want a little snack. Pop open the jar. Quite delectable. I still gained weight, though, when we first had our son. I don't know why. So the baby food diet obviously does not work. So have you tried anything like this? How crazy was the diet plan that you put your faith into? Let me know on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, at Ed Kalegi, at E-D-K-A-L-E-G-I. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk internet, and we're going to talk television, and some reasons why the internet may be killing television. Ooh, look at your TV right now. It is shaking and cowering in the corner. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America Weekend.
America Weekend. Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to know how to raise a high-achieving kid? I mean, no doubt you want your child to do well in this lifetime, and no doubt you want them to achieve, excel, even surpass what you've achieved. So how do you do it? Here's the science of it. Achieving boys had very nurturing fathers during the first 10 years of life. These fathers cuddled, roughhoused, and comforted them. Then they pulled back when the teen years hit. Girls had fathers who supported athletics and remained emotionally close during their teens, but never pulled back. What's the cheap psychological trick? Nurturing fathers produce achieving children, and there's no need to pull back from girls or boys when they hit their teenage years. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You may have read one of his books or seen the movie version, but this famous writer almost threw it all away.
In college, he met the love of his life and married her, sold his first short story, and earned a degree.
But he couldn't find a job, so he eked out a living working in an industrial laundry. Every evening and weekend, he wrote.
But he became so frustrated with one story, he threw the whole manuscript into the garbage can. When his wife saw it, she pulled it out and encouraged him to finish it. He did, but not as a short story. Carrie became Stephen King's first published novel.
What projects have you started? Give them a second look. You may scare up some big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.